This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Susila Karke addresses the nation, vows to hold free and fair elections on March 5th next year. Government calls on all to support campaign of reconstruction of physical structures damaged during Gen Z protest. Election Commission starts collecting voter lists for upcoming House of Representatives elections. And former French President Sarkozy gets a 5-year jail term in Libya campaign case. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Susila Karke addressed the nation today. In her first address, Prime Minister Karke said that the government formed after the historic Gen Z protest is committed to ensuring good governance and prompt public service delivery. Prime Minister Karke added that the main task of the government is to hold free and fair election on the 5th of March next year. All civil employees are asked to carry out works in line with the spirit of youths, adding that the state agencies are made active to facilitate public on the run up to the upcoming festivals. Prime Minister Karke also called on all political parties and civil society to actively participate in the general election. She said that the government is holding talks with the Election Commission and other bodies on allowing Nepalese abroad to cast their votes from overseas. During her address, Prime Minister Karke also pledged to take legal action against those involved in killing of youths during Gen Z protests on the 8th and 9th of September and to conduct necessary investigations into corruption and bring the culprits to justice. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Kissing has called on all to support the campaign of reconstruction of physical structures damaged during the Gen Z protest. At a program organized at the ministry today, Minister Kissing said that the Physical Infrastructure Reconstruction Fund has been established for the reconstruction of the damaged physical structures, relief, rehabilitation and economic revival. Minister Kissing also requested the federal, provincial and local governments, as well as private sector Nepali citizens, foreign nationals, non-resident Nepalese communities, neighboring countries, development partners and international organizations to participate in the nation-building campaign by making valuable contribution. The government has decided to provide 1.5 million rupees for the family per family to the families of those who were killed during the Gen Z protest. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharial confirmed this while unveiling the decisions of the cabinet meeting held today at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar. Minister Kharial also said that the cabinet meeting has decided to transfer the Revenue Investigation Department and the Money Laundering Investigation Department to the jurisdiction of the Ministry of Finance and the National Investigation Department to the jurisdiction of the Ministry of Home Affairs. The Election Commission has started collecting voter lists from today for the upcoming House of Representatives elections. The Commission has started collecting voter lists after the Voter List Act 2073 Bikram Sambat was amended through an ordinance issued by President Ramchandra Poojal. Nepali citizens who have completed the age of 16 and have obtained a Nepali citizenship certificate can register their names at the provincial election office and district election office every day to except on public holidays. According to the commission's spokesperson, those who have completed the age of 16 can register their names in the voter list but will gain the right to vote only after completing the age of 18. A hotline service has been launched at the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, the Ministry of Urban Development and the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport to prevent unnecessary delays ill practices and corruption. Arrangements have been made for the service seekers to make direct complaints to the ministry if there are activities such as avoiding work, demanding bribes or seeking favors, causing unnecessary distress at ministries, departments, projects and subordinate offices. The Department of Immigration has decided to keep the tourist visa and agency units open during the Dasain holidays except for the day of Tika. The department has stated that the services provided by the tourist visa and agency units will be operated from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. during the public holidays from the 29th of September to the 3rd of October. The Nepal Tourism Board has also decided to continue its services to facilitate foreign tourists. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना #1415# टाइल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार।
वेलकम बैक। नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज। Ambassador of Switzerland to Nepal, Dr. Daniel Muley, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Kulman Gissing, at his office in Singhadarbhal today. During the meeting, Ambassador Muley congratulated Minister Gissing and extended best wishes for a successful term. On the occasion, they discussed the current implementation status of the projects currently operated with the supports of the Swiss government, areas where support can be provided in the short term and long term, among other topics. Meanwhile, Ambassador to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson, has paid a courtesy call on Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Jagadish Kharel. Minister Kharel's secretariat stated that during the meeting held at the ministry today, they discussed various issues related to the latest political situation in Nepal and the relations between the two countries. Ambassador Thompson congratulated and wished Minister Kharel a successful term. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been sentenced to 5 years in jail after being found guilty of criminal conspiracy in a case related to millions of euros of illicit funds from the late Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. The Paris Criminal Court acquitted him of all other charges, including passive corruption and illegal campaign financing. Speaking to reporters after the hearing, the 70-year-old who was president of France from 2007 to 2012 said the verdict was extremely serious for rule of law. Sarkozy, who claims the case is politically motivated, was accused of using the funds from Gaddafi to finance his 2007 election campaign. U.S. President Donald Trump has demanded an investigation into what he called a triple sabotage during his visit to United Nations General Assembly on Wednesday, the BBC says. In a post on social media, the U.S. President referred to an escalator abruptly stopping as he and First Lady Melania Trump stepped on a teleprompter malfunctioning during his speech and an audio issue in the auditorium. A UN official said that the sound system was designed to allow people to hear translated speeches through earpieces. Trump criticized the incidents on Truth Social and said he was sending a letter to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres demanding an immediate probe. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of the rest of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Kharki addresses the nation, vows to hold free and fair elections on March 5th next year. Govan calls on all to support campaign of reconstruction of physical structures damaged during Gen Z protest. Election Commission starts collecting voter lists for the upcoming House of Representatives elections. And former French President Sarkozy gets a 5-year jail term in Libya campaign case. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.